And welcome back to the program. Good afternoon. Tracy Morgan in with you with your extended news at noon. And so today on the phone with me, or right now on the phone with me, is Kara Stevenson. She is with the Butler County Dairy Promotion Team. And this is National Dairy Month. I don't know if you mentioned that. I know we talked to a lot of the farmers and have been speaking about dairy and milk and buy local and all of that for the past couple of months. But I wanted to have Kara on today because we want to talk about the Dairy Maids and, of course, promote dairy. And, again, just look at the dairy industry as we have it right now. Kara, thank you so much for joining me today. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be on today.
Yeah. So now let's first talk about your Dairy Maids because they have joined your team, if you will, as of June. And so you now have new Dairy Maids that are a part of this promotional team.
Yeah, so we, the Butler County Dairy Promotion Team is made up of a court and committee. The court is youth between the ages of 5 and 24, and then the committee is just parents and adults that want to assist the youth. So we actually have 12 members on our court this year. We have two little dairy misses, which are between the ages of 5 and 7, Brindley and Chloe McNanny. We have four dairy misses, which are girls between the ages of 8 and 12, and their names are Emma Flager, Jenna Figger, Chloe Setson-Span, and Rose Snow. Then we have three dairy maids, which are girls between the ages of 12 and 16. We have Mercedes Gunup, Daisy Snow, and Morgan Teeth. And then dairy ambassadors, you can actually either be a male or a female. So we have two male dairy ambassadors, which we have not had a male on the court in a long time, so we're very excited. We have Judd Prescott and AJ Snow. And then we have one female dairy ambassador, Sarah Lang. And she was actually our last year's Butler County Dairy Princess, and she enjoyed promoting the dairy industry so much in the past that she wanted to still continue, even though she was no longer princess, so she joined our court as a dairy ambassador.
You all have been doing such a great job, absolutely such a great job. Can you describe what the dairy maids and misses and the ambassadors do? What is their role to be a part of this team?
So their goals are to go out into the community and to educate them on how the Butler County dairy farmers care about their animals, the environment, the quality of milk their cows produce, the community that they live in, and also to educate consumers on the benefits of consuming real dairy products and all the delicious dairy products that are out there that they can consume.
And it is an interesting conversation because you have a lot of information and stats, and I know that we could go through this for like 2 hours, but I only have you for a few minutes. So can you talk about the number of farms that we used to have way back then, like in the 60s, compared to how many farms we actually have now? And I think this is a great point to make because this is why we need to talk about dairy.
Right. In 1969, we had around 396 dairy farms in Butler County that shipped their milk. So pretty much everybody knew a dairy farmer, had a dairy farmer close to them. The numbers have steadily dropped, and in Butler County, as of today, we only have 24 active dairy farms.
Wow, so 396 back in the 60s to 24 today in Butler County.
Right, so we have dropped dramatically in, you know, several years.
So what has been the cause of that? Has it been bigger farms, out-of-state farms, or what's the cause of Butler's County reduction in the number of dairy farms?
Yeah, it's seen across the whole United States, not just Butler County. But there are a number of different reasons that for the decrease. Some farms are getting bigger, which is making it harder for smaller farms. But it's also just harder in general for the dairy industry. The price of milk is very low, and dairy farmers buy all of their products that they need at face value, so they have to pay regular price that everybody else is paying for their things, and they're getting less money for their milk. So they're not making enough of an income to support themselves and unfortunately have to leave the dairy industry.
And they don't get paid per gallon, right? I mean, how does a dairy farmer get paid when they're producing the milk and they send it off to the processor?
So they get paid for every 100 pounds of milk they produce. So a gallon of milk is about 8.6 pounds, And so they get paid for every 100 pounds of milk that they send to the dairy.
So let's get back to the Dairy Maids and tie all of this in and the ambassadors, because if we're talking about where we are right now in Butler County with the farms, and it is important to our economy here in Butler County, what is it that the Dairy Misses and the ambassadors go out and do? Do they promote? Do they talk to different organizations? And how are they doing that this year? Because this year is altogether different than what we've experienced in the past many years.
Right, and so they actually do a lot of different things. If you've been to the Butler Fair, Butler Farm Show, I'm sure you've seen them there. They like to, you know, stroll through the crowd, set up tables there. But they also like to attend different speaking engagements, whether it's a Boy Scout group or a ladies auxiliary group, to speak with those types of things. They like to attend events throughout the community, you know, at Alameda Park. They have different events that they like to attend. This year, because things are different, we are learning how to adjust and how to do things online. So if different groups are hosting Zoom meetings, per se, you know, if they're asked to join, they'll join in and either read a story or talk on a Zoom meeting. And also they're doing a lot of education through the Butler County Dairy Promotion Facebook page this year as well.
So they've gone virtual as well, like the rest of us.
Yes, we are learning how to adjust to the new ways so that we can continue to educate during these times.
But again, doing such a great job with this, and I know that even though this month is Dairy Month that we do need to pay attention to, there are other messages that your Dairy Misses and your ambassadors go out there and try to promote. I just want to go through a couple of them with you, if you don't mind, because what are they advocating when they talk about animal care?
So they just want to let the consumer know that dairy farmers take great care of their animals. They work round the clock to make sure they have nutritious diets, good medical care, healthy living conditions, because a cow that is well taken care of produces high-quality milk. So we just want to let the consumers know that the cows are well taken care of. They are dairy farmers' number one priority.
And some people may look at a cow and just say, well, it's a cow. Well, it's an animal. And like you said, if it's a happy cow, it's going to do a lot better on a farm.
Right. And that's correct. You know, you see, I'm sure most of you have heard that happy cows come from California, but happy cows are all over the United States. You know, dairy farmers make it their number one priority to take care of their cows everywhere they are, because that milk that the cows produce, you know, it's the income for the farmer, and if the farmer doesn't take care of their cow is not going to produce that milk, and in turn, they're not going to get paid. So, farmers know how important it is.
Give me some stats on cows. And the reason I want to do this is because, again, I'm not a farmer. I know we talk a lot to the Teeley Farm down in southern Butler County, and we just had a conversation with them, and I'm like, enlighten me on your cows. How do you take care of them? How do you do all of this? And give us some stats on how much they eat. How much they drink, because it's not so simple for farmers as we may think, those non-farmers may think.
Right. So cows eat approximately 90 to 100 pounds of food every day, and they drink about 35 to 50 gallons of water, which would be equivalent to a bathtub full of water. So the farmers are, you know, have to make sure that throughout the year, especially during the summer, they're planting their crops, they're bringing in the hay, because they have to plan for that food all year round to feed their cows. And then water, they have to make sure that they have access to that at all times, and it needs to be clean and cool for them to enjoy, just like we enjoy, you know, drinking fresh water.
Not a lot of vacation for farmers. They're working all the time, every single day. Okay, back again to the messages that your Dairy Misses and your ambassadors are out there relaying to the public. Another, I think, from my viewpoint, is an important message to get out there is about the environment. So what are your ambassadors and misses doing to talk about the environment?
So they're just educating people on a lot of the new ways of farming and letting people know that, you know, farmers like to protect the natural resources. They care about the land, the air, the water that, you know, around them and in their community. And they want people to realize that they live on that land as well, you know, so they're going to take the best care of it.
farming has advanced a lot throughout the time. So things like timers on lights help to, you know, reduce energy use, and different ways of farming, rotating crops and things like that helps the environment. Not only helps the farmer, but helps the surrounding land, and it takes good care of the land.
Absolutely. Food safety, another aspect of what the message is out there. What are you talking about when you talk about food safety?
So there is a lot of confusion in the dairy industry, and one of the biggest misconceptions is that milk has antibiotics in it. So our dairy court likes to go out and explain to people that
dairy farmers have to go through strict quality controls with their milk to make sure it's fresh, pure, and tastes great. Before the milk enters the processing plant, it goes through over 17 different tests to ensure that there is no antibiotics in it. Farmers are very, very careful to make sure this does not happen, because if this does happen, they're responsible for paying for the full truckload of milk, not just their milk, all of that milk on the truck. So farmers are very careful that they do not do that, and that they follow the strict instructions on an antibiotic if they have to give a cow, of how long they have to wait to use that milk again. So that's something that's very important that we want consumers to know, is that all milk, whether organic or regular milk, is antibiotic free and safe for everybody to enjoy.
Interesting. Okay. And how about the health and wellness? I know that's something that I jotted down here that's in front of me. That's a big conversation, but simply put, what is your message as dairy farmers about health and wellness?
Yeah. Health and wellness, just as kind of another term of milk is good for you. Milk is a powerhouse. It has 9 essential nutrients in it, calcium being one of the number one nutrients in it. It helps build strong bones and teeth. It also helps, there's other things in it that give you energy, that helps absorb different foods that you eat. And we just want everybody to know that there are lots of different varieties out there, that milk is the most natural of those options of beverage out there. It's never touched by human hands from the time it comes from the cow until it gets to the grocery store. So it's very pure. And they just want everybody to know that if you consume those, it'll help you now. It helps you now because it helps build the strong bones, but it'll also help you in the future and as you age, to keep those strong bones and healthy teeth and good eyesight.
I just love being on a dairy farm. When I grew up, we had farmer friends that were farmers, but they were up north, a couple counties. We'd go up and visit all the time. And just growing up like that, not on a farm every day, but just having that experience was just so much fun. So when I'm back on a dairy farm, the smells are there, you know, the hay is there, the cows are there, and it's just a lot of fun to be able to do that. And I think a lot of times, I don't want to say we forget, but we may overlook that these are our community members. You know, they're not just farmers who are our friends. They're community members, and they have a great role within the community to be able to keep it healthy and strong. Do you agree, disagree? What are your thoughts on that about dairy farmers and the community that they serve?
Yes, I believe they are very active. You know, a lot of dairy farmers, not only do they work from sunup to sundown on their farm, you know, caring for their animals, taking care of their land, but they're also a part of the community, as, you know, they might be school board members, or they might run the local, you know, Girl Scout group. So they're also very active in making sure that they give back to their community in that way, as being active members of the community. And they also, when they're on the farm, they help create jobs. You know, where milk goes, jobs follow. So, you know, they create jobs of a milk truck driver. They create jobs of the inspector that has to inspect all the, you know, things like that. So they not only are community members that participate in the community, they also are community members by helping create other jobs for community members as well.
Kara Stevenson, Butler County Dairy Promotion, of course. I'll talk about your misses again and your ambassadors here in just a moment. But let's just take a moment out of our time and just focus on how June is National Dairy Month. What would you like to share with us about June? Because every month could be a specific month, and every day seems to have a day of, you know, everything celebrated. But Dairy Month is important.
Right. And Dairy Month, we hope that consumers celebrate dairy all year round. But June is kind of the month that we kick off the new year for our Dairy Maids, Dairy Ambassadors, and that we really bring to the forefront that how important farmers are and how important it is to consume dairy products. They've actually been celebrating National Dairy Month since 1937, so it goes way, way back. You know, and it's changed throughout the years, but it's still just as important to, you know, promote the dairy industry and promote drinking milk in June and throughout the year.
And when you say that it's changed throughout the years, one thing that I can think of immediately, I'm sure you would have a lot to be able to say about this, is the technology that has developed over the years to help dairy farmers do what they do. And again, back to the Teeley farm, I know the Teeley boys there use the drones as a part of what they do and how that benefits them as dairy farmers.
Right, yes. Technology has really helped dairy farmers. They're able to farm more land. They're able to milk more cows with less people, and that really helps them to be able to do more. We have a farm in Butler County that their cows are milked by robots.
Oh, really?
And we have several farms that they actually don't feed their calves. They have an automatic, it's called an automatic calf feeder, that whenever the calf's hungry, it can go up and it gets an allotted amount of milk. So those are just different things that have changed throughout time that help the dairy farmer, but also help the animals because they can have their own schedule and don't have to adjust to people's schedules as well.
Kara, I want to do a whole entire half hour on just the robotic dairy farmer there. I mean, that is, you know, for
it
me, it's like eye-opening. It's like, really? Isn't that interesting? So is that helping the farmer then? Because are there, well, with fewer and fewer farms, are they getting less and less help to be able to run these farms?
Yes. It is harder for farmers. The farmers are now older than they used to be. Not as many young farmers are going into business or continuing the family business. So those farmers that are aging, you know, need more help. And by having robotic things to help them, it reduces a job for them. It also makes them available to be out on the, you know, out in the field doing that work versus being in the barn as well. So it really does help farmers, you know, for many different reasons.
I wonder, as we go through the next many years or generations, if the technology will pique the interest of younger individuals to be able to carry on the family business instead of it being how they knew it to be as you know, their parents grew up, if that kind of technology will pique their interest. I'll just be interested to see that as we go throughout the many years. Let me ask you a couple questions about your misses and your ambassadors again, then I'll let you go. I know you've stayed way over the time I asked you to, so I appreciate it. Kara, what is the outlook now for the next couple of months? What will your misses and ambassadors be doing? Will they just be staying virtual? Do they have any locations that you know where they will be appearing?
So they actually are very lucky to have many opportunities in person through the upcoming months. Alameda has a summer camp, so they're going to be attending that, talking to youth. We will be at the courthouse on July 24th serving ice cream, so that'll be something that
everybody
will be a
loves
big
that.
Event
yeah,
for them.
That'll be great.
Unfortunately, the Big Butler Fair is canceled, so they will not be there. But there are other small community events that are going on that they have been given the opportunity to. And then they will also be staying, you know, on the virtual and social media. They'll be staying active on that, too, to help continue to educate.
And as we're talking now, and I try to date some of these interviews because as we are living, every hour seems to change with information. But as we are talking right now, the farm show is expected to continue this year. Will they be a part of the farm show if that does indeed continue?
Yes, the Butler Farm Show is one of their biggest events throughout the whole year. They pass out ribbons. They have a booth set up. And then the Butler County Dairy Promotion also runs the milkshake booth. So if you've ever been to the farm show, most people know the milkshake booth. So that's one of their biggest efforts throughout that whole week, is to serve milkshakes and milk and stuff like that there. So, yes, they will be overworked the week of the farm show. We are very hopeful that it will still be able to continue and happen this year.
Kara, I am not a fan of standing in line, but when it comes to that milkshake booth at the farm show, I will stand there and wait my turn because that is probably the best milkshake that I get every single year.
We are so glad to hear that, and we work as hard as we can to make as many as we can, and some nights we lose count with how many we even get to make on those busy nights, and
right.
We're glad that people are willing to wait in line to enjoy a dairy product.
Love it, love it. Kara Stevenson, Butler County Dairy Promotion, thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully, maybe in the future, we can talk to your misses and ambassadors, but we appreciate you being on and talking about June being such an important month to the dairy industry.
Thank you for having me, and we hope to be able to talk again soon.